Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is Bill Satterley, and along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we bring you 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 The Lakeshore. I'm going to start the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz with tenor sax player Scott Hamilton, featuring Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ben Crenshaw bass, Louis Nash drums, doing a Concord album entitled Scott Hamilton After Hours. The name of the tune is Bye Bye Blues.
Thank you.
with Scott Hamilton playing Bye Bye Blues from a contemporary CD entitled After Hours. If you listen to the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz tonight, you realize that Kent's not on the program. I've been handling the whole 2 hours by myself. My next selection is a Clark Terry Heritage CD entitled Music in the Garden, featuring Clark on the flugelhorn and on trumpet, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Dave Bailey drums, Don Friedman on piano, and Larry Ridley on bass, doing a tune entitled 1-2 Blues.
Thank you.
Clark Carey doing 1-2 blues, and he was doing the scat. If anyone's ever seen him live and do that, it's always very entertaining. I'm going to go to a Jazz Master Series 44 featuring Clifford Brown on trumpet and Max Roach drums, doing a tune entitled Geraldine's Bounce, featuring Clifford on trumpet, Max Roach on drums, Sonny Rollins tenor sax, Richie Powell piano, and George Morrow bass, doing Gertrude's Bounce.
Thank you.
was Gertrude's Bounce by Max Roach and Clifford Brown. I've played a lot of Verve CDs tonight. The one I'm going to play next is called Verve, the Grammy Winners, and it features about 15 different artists. I'm going to play a tune. We haven't played a jazz organ yet tonight, so Jimmy Smith's going to do a tune entitled The Cat. Jimmy Smith backed up by a big band doing a tune entitled The Cat. And I'm going to stay with the same CD for the next two songs that I play. Again, it's from Verve's album Granny Winners, and this one will feature Wes Montgomery, guitarist out of Indianapolis, backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb drums, doing a tune entitled Impressions. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery doing impressions. And the last cut I have on this Verve Grammy winner CD is Bill Evans doing a tune entitled Sleeping Bee. And he is backed up by Gary Peacock on bass and Paul Montaigne on drums. This was recorded in 1968 in Switzerland.
Thank you.
Bill Evans Trio doing Sleeping Bee. Chesky Records came out with a CD entitled The Jazz Woodwinds Collection, featuring several different artists. The tune I'm going to play is Early Autumn, and it features Chris Potter on tenor sax, Red Rodney on flugelhorn, Gary Dahl on piano, Jay Anderson bass, and Jimmy Madison drums. Early Autumn. Thank you. Autumn Leaves with Chris Potter and Red Rodney. I'm going to go to the tenor sax sound now of Stanley Turrentine, featuring with Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter bass, Billy Higgins drums, Freddie Hubbard's on trumpet on a couple of the cuts. The name of the tune is Pieces of a Dream.
Thank you.
Stanley Turrentine doing Pieces of a Dream. This is Bill Satterly thanking you for listening to this week's show of The Feeling of Jazz. Check us out at thefeelingofjazz.org or thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com. Stay tuned for at least join us next week for another 2 hours. I'm going to close out the show with a David Fathead Newman playing a song entitled One for My Baby.